We cannot let religiosity or rule-keeping be a substitute for true faith in the living God and walking with Jesus Christ according to the Scriptures. Jesus began his public ministry after his temptation, and he began in Galilee. He went to his hometown, had some trouble with them, but he began attracting vast crowds, and he was healing people. In fact, the Scriptures say that everyone that came to him was healed. He was a remarkable person, and the world had never seen anything like this. And here he was in Galilee, help for those who needed help, hope for the hopeless, healing for the hurting. One Sabbath day, as he had been visiting in the home of Simon Peter and had actually healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law of a fever, something happened that I want to talk about. It's found in Mark, the first chapter, in the 32nd verse. When evening came, after the sun had set, they began bringing to him all who were ill and those who were demon-possessed. And the whole city gathered at the door, and he healed many who were ill with various diseases and cast out many demons. You see, it was the Sabbath in which Jesus was visiting with Simon Peter. And do you know, by the rules of that day, healing someone was considered work. And so there was no work on the Sabbath day. And so the people would not come to Jesus to be healed. Oh, it was also against the law for anyone to carry a pallet or to carry anyone to be healed, for that was bearing a load and that was work. And so they had to wait until the end of the day when evening came. After the sun had set, Mark said, they began bringing to him those who were ill and those who were demon-possessed. They were letting the rules of men and the traditions of organized religion to stand between them and healing, between them and the hope that is in Jesus Christ. And there were the religious police that were out, and the religious police made sure that no one did anything wrong on the Sabbath day, and there were penalties. And so people just had to wait to get healed. It didn't matter that they were hurting. It didn't matter that they needed the grace of God right now. It didn't matter that maybe a few of them might die that day before they saw Jesus. The rules had to be kept. The traditions of people had to be met. Jesus got very perturbed about these Sabbath rules. But I think he might get very perturbed about some of our rules, too, that we have. When a person gets saved, people say, well, here is the Bible. This is how you ought to live. And this is what the Apostle Paul said. This is marked out how you should live your life and what you should and shouldn't do. It's pretty plain in the Bible. But then they say, and here are our list of rules. Now, I know there are rules of every organization. And when you promise to be a part of that organization, you abide by the rules. But I want to tell you, I do not believe in turning the people away from the kingdom of God because they don't conform to the way that we think a person should either behave or how they should look or anything else about them that is not spelled out clearly in the Bible. Don't let religiosity and a list of rules keep you away from Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would forgive me. Forgive me for turning people away because they didn't live up to my expectations. They didn't dress like I think they ought to dress. They didn't speak as I thought they ought to speak. They didn't use my speech. They didn't use my lingo. They didn't conform to our rules, to our expectations. And so we just sent them on down the road. Forgive me, O Father, I pray. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.